This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Six. You are with Dean Beck and Travis DeJonc. This is Hide and Seek, your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. One man who has been extraordinary in his commitment to Mardi Gras for 1,000 years and has been the brains behind the Say Something Mardi Gras 2011 campaign. It's kind of the theme. His name is Cubby. He's coming to us live all the way from Sydney. Cubby, welcome to Hide and Seek.
Good evening, Dean. Good evening, Travis.
Good evening.
Now, Cubby, you are the brains behind an interesting organisation called Ethel Yarwood Enterprises, and it is it's a collective, isn't it, of artistic inspiration?
Yeah, a collective of like-minded friends, really, who sort of come together around a theme. Generally, it's a Mardi Gras theme. We've done floats for the last 23 years, as you know, as you've been in one of them. And we've been doing this for quite a while, and some of our floats have been quite recognised and quite iconic in the parade. So
indeed you have. Now let's go back to 1988, which was your first Mardi Gras. From then onwards, you've been renowned for doing things like Sher on the USS Missouri. You did La Stupenda. You did Farts, Faggots Against Runway 3.
Happy Little Sodomites.
We are happy little sodomites.
I remember that. Can be.
And yes, there was a legal suit involved with that for some particular reason. But let's not mention that. Oh, there's been a few, has there? And what my favourite remains, Jenny and Craig.
That was my flatmate and I. We dressed up as like a before and after weight loss program. So we went down the parade in the foreplay as a Biggest Loser style Jenny and Craig, and then we went into the Connaught where a friend made us over, and we came back as rather svelte Jenny and Craig's with some friends pushing some billboards behind us. Yeah, everyone, a lot of people come up to me and say, oh, remember this one, remember that one, that was our favourite. So I'm glad to know that's your favourite, Dean. not the only gay in the village one, but you're in. But yeah.
And that was one of the more simpler ones. Can you remind us of one of your more extravagant entries to the Mardi Gras parade?
Probably the toughest one was Dick Van Dyke's On Bikes. That was 40 people to a Mary Poppins theme float. It was art directed for PLWHA. The message was a spoonful of sugar. So it was about government funding for HIV research back in 1998. And yeah, we did a complete mashup of a spoonful of sugar with an opera singer taking the Julie Andrews role. Lisa Julie Anthony there, the Julie Andrews role. Yeah, that was a big one. And in not last year, last year we did Buzz Lights, but the year before we did Surrey Hillsong, which was a parody of Hillsong Church, but based around a Surrey Hillsong style religion. Yeah, it was 150 people.
So and let's not forget the Kate Moss line dances. Nor should in 2007 we forget the Karma Cleaners a la Boy George and his bin escapades. Now, Cubby, this year you have really embraced the kind of one-in-all-in type of idea with Say Something. What is it that you wanted to get out of this particular theme?
Well, it basically comes from my experience with the parade. The things that sort of really capture my imagination or strike a chord with me are the other groups that actually say something. If you remember back in 78, where the 78ers took to the streets and actually said something about the oppression of our culture. And so it sort of stems from there and what the parade means for me. And it's razzmatazz, it's colourful, it's funny, but the groups, whether they be small or single entry or a large group. I mean, I muscle Mary's marching up the parade. It strikes a chord and resonates with me more if people actually say something. So that's been a thread that I've recognised through the festival. Someone, a painter, is represented in the festival, and he wants to say something to his audience, or a performer on stage wants to say something to connect with the audience. So that's basically, it's a theme which runs through the entire festival, and particularly myself from a parade perspective.
Now, Cabby, usually when it comes to things like Mardi Gras, I mean, a lot of people always aim a lot of stuff at it, you know, constantly criticising but never sort of contributing. Is this kind of like a way to combat that?
That's exactly correct, Travis. Mardi Gras is often criticised for not being inclusive or not taking on certain issues, and really this is a challenge to a lot of people, challenging people in the community to actually get involved and say something. It's a challenge to sponsors, for example. I mean, mm-hmm. quite often they're criticised for just being in the parade and basically saying buy my product,
yeah.
and not really representing a gay issue. So there's been a bit of a rewrite of the parade guidelines even around the Say Something theme to ensure that people do take it on board, whether that be a community group, a gay and lesbian business, or a commercial entity, that they actually say something about a gay and lesbian issue.
Is it working? Are you finding that, you know, the naysayers are actually responding positively to it?
Well, there's been a huge, big response, actually. There's quite a number of campaigns running throughout the festival. There's YouTube videos. There's been people uploading videos to YouTube and saying something. There's a postcard competition where Mardi Gras have postcards around in the coffee shops through Avantcard, and people can send those in, and that's a competition. There's a Facebook app where people can say something, and that's another competition for a VIP pass. I'm sort of running, with my artistic friends, I'm running an art gallery at Fair Day, and we've had probably around 100 submissions for the art gallery. And what we're doing with that is on the cyclone fence of the Victoria Park pool, we're printing out the submissions in A2 and laminated, and there's about 100 of them, as I said, and we're putting those on the cyclone fence. The opportunity is there for people to represent their issues and say something. If you don't, well, it's your own problem. I mean, you know, shut up.
I'd like to take this opportunity to invite our listeners on Hide and Seek to say something and be a part of this program. You can SMS us here on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. Or you can email us on onair.at. joy.org.au, and of course just jump on the Mardi Gras site as well.
Now, Cubby, stay with us. Hopefully we'll get some listener responses that will say something. So stay with us. You're on Hide and Seek. You're with Dean Beck and Travis DeJonc on Joy 94.9.
Gay and Lesbian Radio, Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek.
You are with Dean Beck and Travis DeJonc, and we just heard George Michael, who currently, not only is he outside, but he's in Sydney as we speak.
Living it up in Sydney.
George Michael kind of likes living it up in Sydney from what I hear, and I'm not talking by the paparazzi either. it is well and truly around. And speaking around Sydney, Cubby joins us again. He is the man behind this year's theme of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. And Cubby, is it still the new Mardi Gras? Are they now old again, or what's the deal?
Oh, well, you know, in the gay world, five or six years and you're old. You age very quickly in the gay world, so quicker than dog years, actually.
Oh, dear. This has got to have some sort of framework around it, though. Surely Say Something is the theme for Mardi Gras 2011, but you could just about go out and say anything about someone or something, and you'd have to be a bit careful, would you not, regarding defamation, etc.?
Well, I guess so. I mean, I don't think there's been any problems to date. some things we've done have been a bit edgy, but I mean, you've got to accept that people have different issues they want to represent, and this is a perfect framework for it. In this world, people can say anything anywhere, in a tweet or in a Twitter or on Facebook, and you know, it can be very libelous. But I don't think we've crossed the line as yet. We've still got 2 weeks to go, but here's hoping.
Well, you've managed to do it in other years. I don't know what's stopping you this year.
Ha 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 ha.
Now, what sort of feedback have you had from the commercial side of things? Because you were a little bit disparaging of them earlier, yet I happen to know that it costs a fucking fortune to enter Mardi Gras Parade if you are a commercial entity. And I would hazard a guess that Mardi Gras likes those funds.
Well, yeah, the funds are good, but also, you know, I think commercial entities sort of need to understand that, you know, if they do say something about the gay and lesbian community, they'll get a much better support from the gay and lesbian community. I think that
by purely connecting with it.
That's right, obviously, yeah. So, I mean, I'm not disparaging of the commercial entries for the sake. I understand the commercial nature of the event, and yes, it costs a squib to put on the parade, and funds are scarce. And obviously, if Mardi Gras can get funds from commercial entries, I'm all for that. However, I still think that these groups need to say why they need to be in the parade.
Absolutely.
The parade costs a bloody fortune, as someone just sent a message to me. He's obviously listening to this and seeing me some things. Yeah.
I guess people who look at those sorts of commercial entities as sort of quite sceptically, aren't they? Because, I mean, you know, that's probably one of the criticisms being sort of thrown at Mardi Gras, is that it's becoming about a selling instead of about, you know, fighting for community rights and issues that are important to us.
That's right, but as I said, these groups will, and Mardi Gras will get a better understanding or a better support if they actually say something about a gay and lesbian issue. I know it's difficult. They don't have to, you know, everybody touch on really sensitive issues, but, you know, a commercial entity supporting PFLAG, for example, I mean, that's, you know, how we support PFLAG, or we support same-sex marriage. That's, you know, I doubt very much whether there'll be many commercial entries that are going to step out of, you know, across that line. But we will fight for that ourselves. But there are a lot of groups in the parade, the commercial groups in the parade, that will be promoting their employment diversity programs and things like that.
Yeah,
so that's another
exciting
way to showing support for the community without necessarily ostracizing or putting other people, you know, their other supporters, their more mainstream supporters, offside.
Now, Cubby, your good mate, Reverend Fred Nile, and his Waggers have been out producing quite remarkable DVDs on YouTube, etc., regarding their particular anti-Mardi Gras rally.
That's not Nile, that's the new Nile.
Younger, fresher, bolder.
Endorsed by Fred, and I can't remember his name, he's very forgettable, but...
Madden.
But he then had to go up and say that they were being shifted. The police had put them into Martin Place, not Hyde Park as they had wanted to be. But is that going to put a taint on the parade itself?
I don't think so. least said the better.
Correct answer. Well done.
5 points. Do I get my prize now? I mean, you know, these people need to understand they're on the fringe these days. I mean, we're getting a lot of support from the community for the game. There's been issues. If they want to scream and shout on the fringes, that's fine. Just don't, you know, don't tread on a patch and don't be violent about it. Everybody has a right to say something, as we said, but, you know, using a religious platform for this just isn't on.
For many, many years you have been a participant, so to speak, and got your friends in and rallied them around. This year you're kind of on the inside, and you'll be working closely, I guess, with the likes of Ignatius Jones, who's the artistic director. What is that experience like for you?
It's quite different. I'm not saying I'm right on the inside. I'm still enjoying my autonomy on the outside. Basically, I went with this idea about say something to Mardi Gras, and they liked it. Ignatius Jones thought it was a good idea for the parade, obviously, because, you know, the parade is about saying something about our issues and our rights. So I don't think that I like my autonomy on the outside. It is a little bit different being on the inside and sort of, you know, touching my toes on the inside, but I'm not caught up in the whole machinations. I'm very much enjoying my project.
It sounds like a great place to be, because you sort of get the best of both worlds. You get a bit of objectivity and you get to sort of go and get some community feedback and bring that into Mardi Gras, which is something that I think that all gay festivals need.
Yeah, well, as I said, it's It's not a perspective that I haven't been aware of. You know, I know a lot of that. I mean, I've been involved in Mardi Gras for a while, and a lot of my friends are, you know, internal within Mardi Gras. So I know, you know, the issues within Mardi Gras, mm-hmm. and I know, you know, I'm not totally alien to that. But sort of seeing it, the way how hard people work, and people are trying to do all this, you know, volunteers and, you know, part time and trying to hold down jobs. I mean, I'm well aware of this, because I do it every year myself. You know what I mean? And you just realise the amount of effort that people, put into this. And particularly like getting, you know, the parade and the party back together again. I mean, that's a huge bonus this year. You know, all focused around the one night, and
it's great for my pocket as well.
Cubby, I think you're mellowing with age.
I hope so. I don't think I can maintain my rage forever. And so with the parade and party back together again, I mean, it's really sort of brought in focus the symbiotic relationship between the two. I mean, you know, one, the party helps pay for the parade, and the parade helps get the people in for the party. So yeah. There's a real reignition of the understanding of the relationship between the two.
Congratulations to the person who managed to book the venue this year. Now, I believe Fair Day is this weekend, is that correct?
That's correct, it's on Sunday.
Right, and then the following weekend is the parade and party. No?
No, I buggered that up beautifully. The following weekend would be, main event would be Harbour. Parade and party is on the 5th.
Right, on the 5th of March. And Joy 94.9 will be broadcasting live from Mardi Gras and going national with that broadcast through the Community Radio Network. Cubby, please pass on my love and best wishes to Sue Ellen Cox, your partner in crime. And I think...
Well, she hasn't mellowed.
She hasn't mellowed, lovely. Can I say, listeners, if you want to find out more in regards to the Say Something Mardi Gras 2011 campaign, Cubby, where should they go?
Probably if they're on Facebook, they can search for Say Something. There's quite a few events that that are available to be run. There's a politician Say Something. There's a women Say Something. There's a lot of forms been put around that. The one area I'm looking after is basically the arts project. So if you go to Facebook and search for Say Something, you can also go to www.yarwood.com.au, and there's a link there to Mardi Gras and the Facebook site and all the artwork. So if you're interested, you have one more day to enter something into the art submissions, or you can go to the Mardi Gras website, mardigras.org.au/say something. And so I hope you get involved.
Now, Cubby's website again is Yarwood, that's yarwood.com.au. Cubby, congratulations on what is, I think, a really all-encompassing community approach to Mardi Gras, God forbid. Thank you very much for joining us on Hide and Seek this evening.
Thanks so much, guys.
Cubby from Sydney joining us. He is the genius, the brains, the creative inspiration behind this year's theme for Mardi Gras.
Absolutely, bringing it back to the community. You've got to love that. And do you think we should put out another call for our listeners to say something?
Yeah, for crying out loud, do you like, will you say something? Jesus, bloody say something, will you?
Joy 94.9.
It's your show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self. On Joy 94.9.
Sponsored by Manhouse. Leather, rubber, lifestyle. Manhouse.com.au.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.